Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Marie Gerlet. She is the director of San Bernardino County Child Support Services. Thank you for joining me today, Marie. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about Child Support Services? What are their responsibilities?
So our responsibility is to help the parents who have been separated or in the process of being divorced, establish a child support order or collect on an already established child support order. We're a free service to all residents of San Bernardino County. We're available to help establish not only child support but parentage for unmarried parents. We are also available to enforce child support for those orders that either we establish or that the family court establishes, and collect child support and make sure that that money gets distributed to the families.
So those are all the services that you provide through the San Bernardino Child Support Service?
Correct.
Okay, now what is the message that you'd like to share about your department to the general public?
So I think what I'd like to share is that we are changing. Our approach to child support has changed significantly over the last several years. We used to be associated with the district attorney's office, and if you read about child support, it's usually in a negative aspect. What we are really here to do is to help parents, to guide them, to help them pay their child support and get the money distributed. We're working on changing the image of child support. And we're embracing a holistic case management approach. And what that really means is focusing on not only the child support piece, but all the other pieces that may be preventing a parent who has to pay child support from paying his child support, things like underemployment or unemployment or mental health issues or substance abuse issues, but also making sure that we're assisting the parent who has the child in getting the support that they need. Our purpose here is to make a positive difference in the lives of the children that we serve.
Okay, now can you give us a brief description of how the whole process would work if someone is seeking child support or someone is having a problem paying child support?
So we'll start with, if you're seeking child support, we have we're free to the public. You just apply online at our website, and we will open a case, and if an order already exists, then we will make sure that that order is payable through us and that we establish the ongoing child support and start collecting. If there is no child support order yet, then what we will do is locate the parent who needs to pay child support, try to get the parties to come in and work together to come to an agreement on what child support amount should be based on income and visitation, and then collect on that child support. So those are the things that we do for those who are looking to collect child support. For those who owe child support, we're here to help. We're here to make sure that the amount that child support that needs to be paid is consistent with the current income, the current circumstances. Things in our lives change constantly, and so child support changes as well. I don't know that a lot of people know that. If someone loses a job or someone gets a decrease in income, we have the ability to go back into court with both parties and change that child support amount. So we're here to help. We're also here to help to remove those barriers that may be preventing the payment of child support and get the parent who needs to pay child support the services that they need.
Okay, now what are some of the ongoing goals for child support services in San Bernardino County?
So our primary goal is to promote family self-sufficiency and to make sure that we are collecting the right amount of child support and getting a reliable, consistent income into the family and for the children. That's our primary goal. We also, another one of our goals is to increase our partnerships in the community, not only with other county departments, but with agencies in the community that may have a reach to the customers that we serve. We find that a lot of our customers that come to child support also have services that they're requesting from the transitional assistance or from preschool services or even out in the community. So we really want to get the message out there about that we're here to try to collaborate with other agencies. We also are working really hard on enhancing our customer service and changing the message in the community and making sure that everyone knows that we're here to help. We are not the child support of the 90s. We are a new and improved child support looking to really help the parents come together and get consistent ongoing child support for their children.
Okay, great. What are some of the core values of the Department of Child Support Services?
So our core values are transparency and an environment of trust and respect and making sure that everyone who comes to us has the full picture of what is going on with their case, either side, as well as making sure that they feel that they're getting the proper service that they should be getting. We are committed to excellence. We are always looking for innovative ways to enhance services and provide services to our customers in the times that we live, and using technology and using our partners.
Now, you say you've made positive changes. What are some of those positive changes that have been made for your customers?
So we've been really focused on getting the message out. So we've been partnering. And so understanding that our custodial parents and our non-custodial parents are, hopefully working, coming to us between the hours of 7:30 and 5 may be difficult. So we've partnered with the Fontana Lewis Library and the Hesperia Library to be available one time a month on the third Tuesday from 4 to 7 out in the community to provide child support services. So we're trying to expand into the community our services rather than just being in the three locations that we're at. We've also expanded ways in which to pay child support through MoneyGram, through Pay Near Me sites, through PayPal now. We've installed TouchPay kiosks so you don't have to wait in line to see somebody. Like at the bank, you can go straight into our office and make your payment there, as well as trying to partner with other agencies. We've partnered with some domestic violence agencies to ensure that our staff understand that may be a piece of the family that we need to understand so that we can provide services or provide them to the services that they need.
Great. Now, what is the vision of the department going forward?
So our vision is to help both parents, to bring them together to try to provide for their children so that their children can be healthy and successful. Many studies show that if parents can come together and agree on child support and can get that consistent child support payment, then both parents are more likely to see their children and be interactive in their children's lives. And so that's our goal, is to get that family to self-sufficiency and get that consistent child support payment.
Great. It's always about the kids, of course.
That's right.
Now, where can we get more information about child support, about the child support program? You mentioned a website. Why don't you go ahead and give us that website?
Yes. So our website is www.sbcounty.gov/DCSS. Or they can call us at 866-901-3212. We also have offices in Loma Linda, Ontario, and Victorville that are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5, as well as our locations at the two libraries, which we will be expanding here hopefully soon. We also have webcams available in the transitional assistance departments in Barstow, Needles, Yucca Valley, 29 Palms, and Adelanto. So anyone who can't come into San Bernardino can see us through our webcams. And you can also make an appointment online.
Okay, great. Give us that website once again.
It's www.sbcounty.gov/DCSS.
In closing, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I've said it all. I do want to say that this month, August, is Child Support Awareness Month, and so we're very excited to have a lot of awareness on child support, and I just want people to know that we're here to help and we're free.
Okay, Marie Gerlad, Director of San Bernardino County Child Support Services. Thank you for taking the time today, Marie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.